So when you have too much suppression, so if your Tregs are too active, you actually can be prone to cancer. And that's one of the problems with doing Treg therapy. Are you going to actually get cancer because of it? And the reason being that T cells actually can help combat cancer. So T cells can go around and say, oh, the cell's growing too much, and kill it. Whereas if you have Tregs, they're going to suppress that response, and then the cell can go ahead and grow out of control. So the problem is, we can't do this unless we know everything we can know about T regulatory cells. We wouldn't want to put a lot of Tregs into me if we didn't know what they were doing. If we didn't know they were making inflammatory things like interleukin-8, and you put a bunch in me, maybe I'm going to get this massive inflammatory response with all these neutrophils coming in, and that would be a problem. And obviously there are clinical trials, and so far things like that haven't been going on, but it may also be possible that we can harness the fact that they make interleukin-8. Maybe we want neutrophils to come in because it avoids T cells coming in later. There's different avenues we could pursue once we kind of have the knowledge.